Today, I'm going to tell you a story that happened to me in 2005. I was working as a volunteer in Lajee Center. Because we had a large number of kids, we did the activity in the street. The kids were playing football, and at the same time, the soldiers and the bulldozer were working in the Israeli separation apartheid wall in the camp. I heard the sounds of the jeeps and shooting, and I felt it's dangerous for kids to stay in the street. I went to ask the kids to come back. I went to the end of the road to make sure that there's no kids left in the street. I went there and I saw that there's no kids playing. I left and then I heard the gun being loaded. And I turned around and I saw the soldiers carrying gun, and in the same time that I turned, he shot me. He wasn't so far from me. He was like about 1 to 2 meters, something like that. It's really close. He shot me. I was surprised, really, and shocked why he shot me, because really, if he want to catch me, he can catch me. I wasn't escaping. I turned and I started to run because I felt that he's going to kill me. And when I was running, he shot like about 3 or 4 bullets, and one of the kids injured. He was 10 or 12 years old. That happened so quickly. I was like really shocked. I didn't have a clear image about what really happened. Some people take me into the hospital because I was bleeding, and I felt bad. And in the hospital, I saw lots of people, friends. My mother and father, they were out of the city, and nobody called them until they come here, because they don't want them to think that it's really dangerous to say that he gets shot. They think it's dangerous. I was shot in my shoulder, and the bullets come from the front to the back. I stayed in the hospital for 3 days. Now when I touch the area in my body where I get shot, there is no feeling. It's numb. There is no sensation. Every day in Palestine, there's people get shot, and sometimes they film it. And when someone gets shot, like, I can feel the bullets when it's touched someone, like what's mean and what how it's hurt. And like when somebody, I saw someone get shot in the television, sometimes my body tenses up. Until now, I didn't know why this happened to me. Always when I think about it, I finish with the same answer, because they can't.